Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
It's also cool, isn't it? A little cool outside, but remember who we are. Yes, that is really all we ever have to do. That's, you know, the only discipline is what we're thinking, and the only object really is to remember. Remember, remember. Because we are remembering. If I stand here, everyone can see me, yeah? I don't want people having to wrap around to look at me, right? So we are remembering. We are pulling back into our membership, if you will, whenever we remember. Yeah. Whenever we allow that knowing of who we truly are. Now, this world does not encourage that. That's why we come to places like this, yes? Right? Because they help us remember. And that's why we buy books like what's in the bookstore, right? Because they help us remember all that is true, all that is real, all that is important. So Ernest Holmes, in one of his many wonderful guides, wrote, "In the divine providence of good, self-discovery is essential." He goes on to say salvation is not. We do not save what is lost. We merely discover that which needs to be found, that which needs to be remembered, right? But then he says the road to self-discovery often calls for clearing away the underbrush. Isn't that marvelous? And he calls the underbrush ignorance, fear, superstition, and a sense of isolation, which is what our culture encourages to hold on to. So it really takes, those underbrush bushes have really deep roots. So we may be able to clear them a little bit at the surface, but then we find we have to go down deeper, and whoops, there's more, deeper. Oh my goodness, I thought I dealt with this, deeper. And then we get to that really, really wonderful base that is who and what we are. Now, how do we do that? Well, the ancient Greeks said that the root was, the means to do this, was reflection. Simply sitting and looking inside. Now, some people have suggested that the Greeks learned that from the Buddhists. Did you know that? There were Buddhist monks in ancient Greece before the Greek philosophers we were all taught about. Isn't that cool? Another cool. I love the way this world works. Anyway, so they got the message, you go inside. And if you followed any of the practices of the various lamas, you may be aware that they spend years going inside and clearing away the underbrush. They're sitting there, they're going, ooh, there's that idea. Where did that come from? I better get the roots of that one. and slowly but steadily eradicate the roots of the thought that is other than the truth of joy, peace, power, presence, love. So contemplation, right? We sometimes call it meditation. You can call it. It is a form of meditation. But what we're doing is we're going inside to see what comes up and then to clear it away. Oh, that sounds so simple, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So our first step has to be to observe what's there without getting hung up in it. Yeah, without telling ourselves we're, you know, not okay because we're having this thought or feeling. Just being there. Oh, wow, there's that thought. So literally the first step along the way is to learn not to judge things, right? To recognize that whatever is happening is just what's happening. And I can do something in response to that or not. And if I can see that thought come up, and just be with it and go, oh, wow, huh, where'd that come from? Oh, I remember when so-and-so said that to me, and when so-and-so else said that to me, and so-and-so else, and they said that to me too. Oh, huh, it's been reinforced a lot in my life, right? And it became a belief. And as Wayne Dyer taught us all, we experience what we believe, right? So this belief was once just someone, something someone said, something someone said. That's all it ever was. Or it might have been a decision I made. You know, I saw something happening in the world, and I went, ah, no, that can't be. I'm going to choose this, not that, right? And we lived our whole life from that, even when we were no longer really needing that. We needed to grow up from that. But it got so firmly entrenched, those roots went so deep. So now we get to begin to lift them and eradicate them and dissolve them. Literally dissolve them. We're not killing anything. We're not beating anything up. We're not ripping anything out. We're allowing the power that is the only power anywhere in all space and time to simply come in and dissolve it. Yes. And now these other ideas begin to come up behind that idea. And new insights unfold, yes? And we begin to realize that that decision was usually made out of fear, but the fear was really about love. Because what I loved seemed to be and danger. Oh, it's all about love at that level, that energy of love, that connecting force that we call love, that unfolding beingness that we call love. And as we begin to realize that, when we begin to realize there is a flow of life, there is a flow of love. It's been flowing in and through and as us and all around us all of our life. We begin to feel that. And what we feel, we experience more of, right? So we begin to feel that those little blocks and rocks and roots and underbrush, as they are dissolved, the flow starts to happen. And we feel that love flowing in and through us. And Holmes says, as water purifies itself by flowing, so our inner realization of the flow of life through us purifies the stagnant pools. All I need to do is allow the flow. Which may require digging out the underbrush. So how can I know where to go, what to do, how to feel that flow? Well, the first thing I know is if I'm not feeling the flow, there's some underbrush in the way, right? Okay, cool. I'm in the flow. It's great. I'm not feeling so good about that. Where is the underbrush? Where is that which wants to be released and dissolved that is keeping me from feeling that flow? Because that's all it is. There's something going on in here that's been wandering around in here or been hanging on in here for years and maybe decades. And for some of us, more than half a century. All right. I can allow that flow to dissolve that block. Those of you who took Reiki practice, I know a bunch of you do know how to do Reiki. Remember when you're allowing the Reiki to flow through and dissolve all the little blocks through the body? Yes. And restoring the balance and the harmony and the beingness that this person is born to be. And what begins to happen then is that beingness that we truly are replaces all those stumbling underbrush rocks and such. The blocks are dissolved and replaced. They're replaced with that deep understanding and feeling of the love energy flowing through us and awareness of the wisdom that is always present through us, to us, for us, and for all being. And that sense of, oh, how beautiful it all is and how wonderful it all is. So what was in our way, as it is dissolved, gets to be replaced by the truth that we are truly remembering. The power, the life that we are. In the Course in Miracles, it says, you know you've forgiven someone, which is another way to say I've released the block. When all you experience is love and light whenever you think of them. Isn't that beautiful? What a great, simple indicator, right? If I start going into, yeah, but, all right, a little more releasing to do, a little more dissolving to do, that's okay. No judgment, that's just where I am right now, right? And if I start going, but it hurts so much. Oh, remember. Yeah, I know, kiddo. It hurts. And it doesn't have to. We'll release it. We'll let it go. And we'll feel that love and that light instead. So it's about the flow. Now, Holmes points out that water purifies itself in the flow. And I do a whole seminar on water because water is really wonderful stuff. And in that process, it's doing these wonderful spirally things. You know, you wonder why rivers always kind of do the snaky thing. They never do the straight flow. Only humans want straight flows. Rivers always look, you know, kind of zigzaggy. It's because they're doing this. The water is doing this. Anyone right, rapid riders in here? You watch it, right? You can see it doing the overlapping spiral dance. It's beautiful, right? Well, that's why the river is going to go like that, because that's what it's doing. And there are these people in Austria who've looked at that, and they've learned about that, and they're actually restoring the rivers from straight channels to do that. And it's coming up clean. It's coming up pure. The water purifies itself in this wonderful spiral dance. Isn't that marvelous? And that's what love is doing in us. That's what light is doing in us. That's what the power of the presence is doing in us. It's taking us over here and then over here and then over here and then over there. And we are becoming more and more fully who and what we are. And we can be, as the CSL material for today said, more fully our authentic selves. But I'm talking capital S self here, yes? We can be that which we truly are. We can experience that because we've replaced those old beliefs, the underbrush, with the truth of love and light. Yes. So if I were to invite you to do a little bit of a process, are you up for that? I don't normally do that, but I think we have time. So what I'd like you to do is take just a nice, comfortable breath, and we're going to go inside and imagine. And if you don't see things, don't worry about it. Just feel it and move with it, okay? But for those of you who can remember what your bedroom looked like when you walked out the door, what I'd like you to do is be able to just breathe here now and use this idea of a stream as a metaphor for your life, okay? So you are now the stream, but I'm going to have a special being come along and take you out of the stream temporarily into a hot air balloon and lift you above the stream of your life. And we're going to look back along that stream as it meanders across the meadow and through the woods. And we're going to see that there are some absolutely gorgeous spots. And there are some kind of stagnant pools. And there's some beautiful flows and some wild rapids as you look back on this stream of your life. And as we look further and further and further back from our vantage point here above the stream, we can see far in the distant past, at the beginning of the stream, there is a huge reservoir. A reservoir that's so big we can't even see the other side. Yes. And as we look to where our stream starts, we can see there is a sluice, but it's a little tiny trickle. This huge reservoir and just this little tiny trickle, because that's all that is open on this. And so I'd like to invite you, if you're willing, to let this hot air balloon pilot take you down right to where the valve is for that sluice and let you open it up a bit. Open up that sluice a bit to whatever feels comfortable. Maybe it's more than just a trickle. Maybe it's a huge, marvelous flow of beingness, of life, of love. And as that fresh water comes spiraling into the stream of your life, it does all kinds of marvelous purifying and dissolving. And all of that flow is increased. And the beautiful places are even more beautiful. And the stagnant pools are no longer stagnant. They're being cleansed by this new water spiraling through. Oh my goodness. And then those places where it was almost dry around the edges, they're being flooded with this wonderful life, this water of life. And it's filling them and they're being transformed before your very eyes in your past. And as you look back along this life stream, wow, you're seeing it just flow more and more beautifully. And those white rapids are now smooth flows because the extra water is covering those rocks that had caused the rapids, yes. And now that flow is coming into this moment, in this time, in this place, and you are accepting it and appreciating it, and you turn your vision toward the future with this increased flow of life and love that is your life. And you feel this energy moving forward into the future. And as you are raised above, lifted above your own life stream, you see it moving gently and beautifully out toward this marvelous ocean. And as you lift higher, you see many, many other streams. And they're all headed to this one marvelous ocean of being. And you can see and feel the beauty and the joy of it. You can know that the life ahead is pure delight and joy and peace, unfolding as new experiences of life beyond any dream you've ever held. And you see a bit of a mist, because there's not clear in the detail. The details aren't clear for you, but you can know that that same sparkling rainbow quality of life that was in that water flowing through your past is now flowing into your future and the future of all humanity. Ah, simply because you opened the valve. And those blocks and underbrush are being dissolved. Yes. From this space, we begin to move and act in alignment with all that we know to be true. In this knowing, in this awareness, in this vision, all that we could ever hope for is become manifest, is manifested in us now. And so from a wonderful author, Lillian DeWaters, as we acknowledge ourselves as free, unfettered, flawless, triumphant, we acknowledge the world around us, our universe, as heavenly, glorious, radiant, acknowledging that we ourselves are truth, triumphant. We strike the note of ever higher achievements. We are strong beyond the strength of the body, wise beyond the power of the intellect, radiating a peace and harmony that transcends all past experience. This is who we are and what we are becoming. So take a breath and bring your awareness back to this moment, knowing that the universe has been transformed in your experience now. And knowing that at any time you can go back and open more of that valve and bring more of that life and that love and that beauty into your world and the world of all that is. For this is how we transform ourselves and the world. For so it truly is. Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.